Don't be a flake, don't run away from your feelings, babe. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, don't hesitate to say, hey babe, hey babe, hey babe, hey babe, hey babe, hey babe.
Here comes Hey Babica, it's time for Hey Babica. So much Hey Babica to celebrate. Hey Babica. OJ Simpson, not a Jew.
Hey babe,
how are you,
babe? First of all, let me tell you You're looking svelte. You're looking skinny. You know that now. You've reached the new phase. You've reached the skinniest Sal I've ever met. Phase?
No, no, that's not true.
This is the skinniest.
Whatever
Sal
you like, but whatever you want to take with
I've
you.
I've never met a skinniest Sal in my life.
No, when I met you, I was this.
I don't believe it.
Really?
I don't. I would say no.
You refuse to believe it.
I refuse to believe.
Oh, and where does that get you?
Well, let me tell you something. I refuse to believe. I have come along and I do believe in Christ.
Tell me some
now.
Things you refuse to believe. Start with this and we'll move forward.
Some things I refuse to believe.
Yeah, so you refuse to believe that I was ever this weight since you've known me.
Yes, I refuse to believe you're ever that weight since I've known you. I refuse to believe that there are beings in other realms that are feeding off our guilt, anxiety, and negative emotions, giving themselves power and trapping us in a never-ending prison planet loop.
Okay, like an energy vampire.
I refuse to believe that, okay. Even though that has been being pushed out more and more.
Okay.
I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe.
That's the one we all know you're going to say.
What? I refuse to believe.
Happy holidays.
Oh, and Santa?
No.
Because I refuse to believe in the Holocaust.
But I thought you were going to.
But I do believe in the Holocaust.
Okay.
I do absolutely believe. I was there. My family members might have been.
Do you believe in the 1986 Mets?
I do believe in the 1986 Mets.
Do you
Mets.
Believe in the U.S. hockey team from 1980?
I do. I believe in the 1975.
Oh, okay. Do you believe in that? Okay.
I believe in Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ. I have come along about a book I've been reading called The Case for Christ, which I could talk about at length.
Where do you find the time to read?
I have a...
I envy it. I love it.
I admire it, I should say. I have a system that's somewhat in place day to day.
System you believe in.
The system I believe in, where I wake up every day at 5:30 if I can.
You do.
And I go down.
What do you read?
Here's what I do. I go down. I wake up. I sit. I let my feet hit the floor for 5 seconds, and I just sit, and I kind of try to just take a second.
Do you ground yourself?
I ground myself. I try to slowly wake up. I do about some head rolls. I get up. I brush my teeth for approximately 1 minute, or I sing the happy birthday song 3 to 4 times in my head, the American version. Then I go downstairs.
What does that do for you? Does that make you feel like the happy birthday song?
Well, it's just dentists say that you should sing the happy birthday song a few times to the kids.
Did you guys ever hear that?
Yeah.
You heard of that?
Venetia has heard of it. Venetia is dressed with a jean jacket. Venetia looks like she's on the cast of Yellowstone right now. Venetia is dressed like Kevin Costner.
You look like that or like a Wu-Tang member from 1992, yes. Or like a big Carhartt.
Venetia is wearing a dope Carhartt jean jacket. I think I actually have the same one.
You heard that the kids are supposed to sing happy birthday so they can remember to brush their teeth?
You're supposed to do that for washing your hands and brushing your teeth.
Yes, wash your hands and brush your teeth.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
So that's a big one. So I do that. And then what I do is I come down. Here's the same exact routine. When I hit the routine right, this is what I do. I come downstairs. This is what I did today. Come downstairs. I fill a tall glass of water. I let it sit there for a few minutes to get the chill off. Tepid. I wait about 5 minutes. During that time of the 5 minutes, what I either do is start to prepare the kids' lunch if Jasmine hasn't already done it the night before. Or I sit down and I put on SportsCenter and I just catch up on whatever the latest sporting news. Not war news, just sports, something easy to take in.
Sure.
Then I take my 50 milligrams of Losartan and I take my Claritin D.
Losartan?
Losartan, blood pressure medicine.
I didn't know you were on that.
100%.
Since when?
About...
You haven't on it since I know you.
18 months.
Nope. I refuse to believe it.
You refuse to believe it? I'll prove it to you.
Is it working?
At times, yes. At times, no. It depends on the stress situation.
Well, then I think maybe that's a no. It should work all the time, no?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what counterbalances that.
Yeah.
Is it would work, but for example, today...
Would work.
We work. It would work, but today, I took my Losartan, took my Claritin, had my coffee. I read one page from the Daily Dad, which I read every day. Yes, one page from the Daily Stoic that I read every day. And then I try to read.
One page is very manageable.
Yes.
And that's how you, is that how you do it?
Well, that's how I start warming up.
It takes just years to get through a book though.
Yes. Yes. That's literally, well, Daily Dad takes exactly one calendar year. It's 365 pages.
It's meant to be.
Yes. Okay. So, but what I do is I use it as a warm up because I read two pages and then I get the ball rolling and then I read 10 to 15 pages of whatever book I'm reading. At this time, it's Case for Christ.
How long does it take you? why is it Case for Christ?
Because I wanted...
You have time for Case for Christ?
I've been reading Case for Christ. I just finished...
Making a case for him? Is that what it is? Like, why he exists?
The author, Lee Strobel, is making... He went in as a non-believer and he came out as a believer.
What is it? Strawberry
Strudel? Lee Strobel.
Strudel?
Lee Strobel.
Sarah Lee Strudel? Okay.
Yep. He went in as a non-believer. He's an investigative journalist for the Chicago Tribune, I think, was. And then he goes in and he starts to, he interviews all these skeptics, everyone from skeptics.
Theologians.
To theologians, to theologian Vaughns.
To Bill Maher's.
To Bill Maher's, to everyone. And then he comes to the conclusion at the end of the book, which I am not there yet.
He'll be there in a couple of years.
Be there in a couple of years. He comes to the conclusion.
Hopefully before the second coming.
That he is a believer, he does actually believe.
Really?
So already in the first six chapters, I'm starting to slowly believe more day by day. And people comment, I talked about this on Stavros' podcast last week, and then people in the comments have been hitting me with, you know, I'm supporting pedophilia and all that stuff. And
oh, because of the Catholic Church?
And all
well,
that.
Well, we can't judge the entire Catholic Church
and
on
they
a
come
few,
at me,
2,000 bed priests.
And they come at me and I say, and what I say to them, let him be upon you. Say that to the St. Peter when you reach the gates. Do not say it yet to me. Say it to him.
Nice.
That's what I say. So I.
Do you think that when you close the book, because you don't believe now? Is that what's right? You're on the fence.
I was on the fence. I'm here. Either Jesus Christ himself created this whole world or it is an entity from another realm.
Yeah, well, I went to Catholic school from kindergarten to senior year of college.
Yeah, so
I don't believe. But you have to say...
So did I.
No, I just... You have to be a skeptic in this world. It's the only way you'll survive.
You have to be a skeptic.
I'm open to it.
Open to it.
But what do I know?
So for me, I go hard, you know, facts. I deal in black and white cookies. And they... So far, the theologians who he has interviewed, you know, Yale level educated people, are all saying that there's enough corroborating evidence to at least say that he was real, he did exist, and the people at the time did say these miracles happened the way Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John said it happened. But I'm only six chapters in, okay. And as you said, doing the math, I still have another 300 pages to go. So if I'm reading 15 pages a day, mm-hmm. Delilah, if I'm reading 15 pages a day,
yeah.
And I have 300 pages left, how many days, first of all, are we multiplying, adding, subtracting, or dividing,
you're gonna
and
add.
Then how many days will it take me to get through the
20
whole book?
20 days. 20 more days.
And show your work.
Well, what I did was I took 15 pages a day, and I multiplied that by 10, which is one of the easier times tables to know. And I know that you just add a zero to that.
Now, did you use Daddy's multiplication cheat sheet, or do you have it up here?
Please, don't insult me. This is a fairly easy one. I got to 150. You double that, it's 300. So 10 days plus 10 days is 20 days.
Right.
Boom, bap. That's how I did that. Yeah.
By the way, it's
funny. I just shit myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter, she lost. She would almost got 100 on tests, but they gave her 99 because they took 1 point off because on all her tests, she's been, instead of putting Delilah 7, she's writing DelilahD.com. And she lost a point. And now it's gotten to the point
insane.
Where the teachers, I said, I can't believe, you should
she's
be adding
branding.
A point.
She's branding herself.
You should be adding, her book bag says DelilahD.com.
Yeah.
She got it. That's what she wanted.
The teacher is out of touch with today's day and age.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, with that being said, so that's where I find the time to read is I wake up very early. I have to do it before because then the first kid wakes up about 6:15, 6:30. So then by then, once you hear the first call for, you know, usually mom, I have to then.
But you've already been up. You're like on a boxer schedule.
I try to wake up and do that. And then, right. But I try. But not every, because sometimes the alarm will go off at 6:45 and or I'll get woken up by one of the kids and then
I can't
read. You ever
say, fuck it? You just don't get up and you don't even respond to anyone who talks to you? in the morning? Yeah. You just close them all out?
Yesterday I had that plan. I had the plan to wake up and do what I did today, but I was exhausted. I woke up, I said, not today, Christ, and I went back to sleep.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you, I've mentioned this before, but I was in religion class in high school. I had got 100 on every test, and then I did the extra credit assignment on top of that, because there were teachers that would give you like 102 average.
Yeah,
helps. In some, and that would help balance out the BS. And I got 100 average, and then I did 4 points of extra credit. A 99 average, 4 points extra. I was supposed to get 103.
Right.
She gave me a 99.
Which is what Jasmine's fever is right now.
Exactly.
103.
God love. 103?
She's up there, baby.
Oh, that's big.
I was going, she was like,
at least you're here.
She's like, she told me to feel her head this morning. I felt it. And she goes, is it warm? I said, it's all the way up. Right in her face.
She's like, all I do is win.
She was very slowly dying.
The heat is on. How'd you know that? So she said, I went up to her in class and I said, I should have 103. And she said, why'd you give me a 99? She just looked at me and she said, because only Jesus is perfect.
Right.
Remember that?
There's a lot of schools that do that.
And then I said, that's totally not fair, though.
Right.
Like, you didn't tell me that. I did the extra credit. Like, you should have told me I was capped. Like, I did all this work. And I put up a nice argument in front of the class. And then she got a little mad. I don't know if you remember, I told you this. And then she turned to me. She was like this far away from my face, because I was at her desk and I wasn't letting up on it. And she turned to me and she just went, you are acting like a genuine ass. Well, I was like, man, for a guy that came in here and blew the doors off this place with 103 average, this is the way you treat people?
Speaking of
the way you treat your neighbor?
People are genuine asses and somebody who needs Christ, I'd like to play, this is for real, this is not AI generated.
Okay.
I'd like to play a little excerpt from Eric Adams'
interview. Excerpt?
Excerpt.
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 Yeah.
I'd like to play a little
from
Mayor of New York Eric Adams' appearance on Pix 11 News 2 nights ago. This is 100% real. This is corroborated not by Lee Strobel, the author of Case for Christ, but it is corroborated by others, and it is real.
You guys know what he's about to play?
I thought it was genuinely AI generated.
You heard this in the news already?
Okay, you ready for this?
Touch. Yeah.
Here we go. Only let the light of Christ touch you. Here we go.
Mr. Mayor, come to the end of what was a very eventful 2023, right? So when you look at the totality of the year, if you had to describe it in a substitute in one word, what would that word be, and tell me why?
New York. This is a place where every day you wake up, you could experience everything from a plane crashing into our trade center to a person who's celebrating a new business that's open. This is a very, very complicated city, and that's why it's the greatest city on the globe.
There it is.
Oh, my God. First of all, one word. He's like, New York.
New York.
So funny. But that's what he went with. That's what the Rolodex of it. He went for the lowest of the low in history.
At the end, I cut it off before, but the last thing
that's
he said.
Morning, that's morning. WPX in the morning.
That was WPX in the morning. Nice. And then he ended all. He went, this has been Hey Babe.
he's like, well, you can experience everything from the Trade Center to the crash of the building, which was around 9:07 right at this time.
Yes. Or- I mean, could you imagine? I mean, listen, it is very difficult
Stay
to be a politician.
Topic.
But Bird just hit the window.
No.
It feels like it.
Oh, wow. You heard that, though?
I heard that. It feels like a bird hit the window. We're coming to you live from yet another Hey Babe studio.
Yeah.
By the way, this is we realize it's different. Yes.
Oh yeah, it's different. We're in transition.
We are in transition, like DeRosa.
Yes.
DeRosa loves
out of the old space.
DeRosa loves people in transition.
So Mayor Eric Adams, his approval rating, I have seen peripherally that it's pretty low. Then
I would say it's low.
What has he done? Then just fool around?
I would say
he come in and done what? Just made some silly comments and stuff.
Yeah.
What has he done that's actionable? Does anyone know?
What has he done that's actionable? He shuts down the libraries now once a week.
Why?
Budget cuts.
Really?
Yeah.
He really does?
Yeah, he's talking about, you know, the police force.
How much do we save from the cumulative librarians pay for one day a week? How much does the city say?
I'm pro Adams because he was interviewed by the great Chris DeStefano.
He was.
When?
On Zoom. COVID.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Wait, he was already the mayor?
No, he was running to be mayor. He came on the show. He came on the podcast live from his living room that he was living in, right?
He was on for a whole episode or a segment?
He was he was zooming in from City Hall, and he couldn't answer certain questions because, like, he was in, like, a government space.
He was sleeping in City Hall. Remember at that time?
No, he said that he might sleep there sometimes. He was joking, but he was, like, talking about what a health advocate he is and how much he loves New York.
A vegan.
Did he bring up the Trade Center?
He's
like, I know COVID's happening, but there's another tragedy I'd like to bring up.
I said to Mayor Adams, what, you know, future Mayor Adams, what is it that you love about New York the most? He said, well, of course, 9/11.
Was it a segment or the episode?
He was our guest on the episode.
Oh my God, how'd you get through that?
We were on Zoom.
I didn't know a lot about him. Did you research?
I was doing it. No. How did he come? I think you knew him.
Did you
somehow
have to spitball with potential Mayor Adams for 60 minutes over Zoom?
I kept saying, you know, you should not be doing the show because this is what anyone who's running against you just has to point to you being a guest on my podcast as if to say you're out.
Right.
You should not.
You told him that.
Yeah, and he didn't care.
Oh, he became mayor.
Oh, James Altucher. No, was it James Altucher? Yes, James Altucher, the great James Altucher,
yeah,
who used to own Stand Up New York, the Bitcoin genius, Johnny Bitcoin. Who I don't know where the hell James Altucher is. I have not spoken to him. Nobody knows where he is. He does not return text. James, if you're alive, please send me a smoke signal. He is the one who connected.
He digitized himself now.
Yes.
All of his value is his value.
He's turned into actual crypto.
Babes, I got a new favorite soap, and I ain't lying. I'm a soap guy. I'm a candle guy, and I'm a soap guy if I'm nothing else. Dr. Squatch. I have tried the entire line now. The scents are unbelievable. See, here's what I didn't like about my old soaps. First of all, I go and you buy these handcrafted soaps sometimes, and they're like cut, and they're like on a table. They're not even packaged, and you feel like you're buying produce or something. And then you get it home, and it smells good at first, but then the smell wears out. This is such good combinations and such good smells. Fresh Falls, Birchwood Breeze, Wood Barrel Bourbon. There are so many different, scents, but it also high performance natural products. 98% of this is natural. Okay, B Corp certified, no harmful ingredients. I'll tell you what I do. I like to do sometimes. I like to wash up top with one scent, the mid with another, and then the bottom with a different bar. And then I'm walking out of there like with three different scents on me, and nobody can stop me at that point. Buy three soaps and get three soaps for free. That's a $28 in savings. It's like getting each bar for $4. The holidays are here. Why not do it? Free shipping. Okay, this offer is only valid for new customers. Here we go. Pay attention to what you put on your body. Men don't normally do that, so let's do it. Right now, Dr. Squatch is offering our listeners a huge savings. All new customers will get three free bar of soaps plus free shipping with any purchase of three bars. Just go to drsquatch.com/heybabe and receive this buy three, get three offer. That's Dr. Squatch, drsquatch.com/heybabe to buy three soaps and get three free. It's time to get all the daily routine essentials you'll need to start feeling good and smelling like a man today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, guys. I don't know if you're all familiar with therapy or not. I've been practicing myself for a long time. I don't practice there. I'm not the therapist, but I go to them. And I don't think I could really deal without it because it keeps my mind in tip-top shape. I'm not bottling anything up, and I would recommend it to anyone. And the reason that I like BetterHelp is because it brings it to you in the easiest, most efficient, quickest, and simplest way, in my opinion, absolutely. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient and flexible and, suited to your schedule. If you're thinking of starting it, give it a try with BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Look, the holidays are around. You're probably thinking about everybody else but yourself. Take a beat. The best thing you can give yourself is self-care, right? So why not try BetterHelp? It's a season of giving. Give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeyBabe today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeyBabe.
He connected us, and yeah, it was wild. And then he won the mayoral election like the next year, but it was the lowest New York City voting turnout in New York City history.
Right. Okay.
No, because COVID, nobody.
Okay.
But he still won. And
when does he have until?
I don't know. Is it every 2 years?
Is it next year? No, because two years would have been
passed, right?
20.
Maybe it's 3 or 4 years. I don't know what the mayor vote, but the mayors in New York notoriously, nobody votes. That's like very notorious. Like we just do not vote for the mayor.
Yeah.
But
How are you around a piece of wood? Like, if you had to do woodworking.
If I had to do woodwork?
If you had all the accoutrement, if you had, like, a table saw and all types of saws, the ones like a whoop, 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 like all those, hand saw, maybe like a, you know, and you had a bunch of different sizes of wood, 2x4s, 2x6s, some plywoods, and I asked you to build me, like, a box.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, well, first off, let's
build me a chair. Could you do it?
First off, I'm going to answer your question, but I'd like to know, how many times do you think, if you took all the craft shops, workshops, wood, like guys, workshops, wood shops in the world, how many times a day do you think the word accoutrement is said in an actual for real wood shop?
Probably none.
None.
You think?
I think maybe. I think
accoutrement is one of my favorite words.
Accoutrement's a great word.
Yeah,
it really is a great word.
Because I like saying because I don't feel like it's one of those words where people will mock you if you do the accent.
No, accoutrement.
Accoutrement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you say, like, she annoys the crap out of me. I'm sure a lot of people. I think I've heard this before. But my lady, when she's at, like, a restaurant, she has to, like, say a dish. She always hits. Turns up the heat there.
Yeah.
And she says, like, margarita or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Margarita. Managot.
Yeah, and now she's now it's but not even in her, like, she'll say it, you know, wherever she thinks, like, but now it's going into other words that aren't like foods or cultural. Because the other day I heard her go, I was like, you have the raincoat? And she's like, it's in the thing. I'm like, my other raincoat? She goes, no, you're Patagonia.
Patagonia.
I was like, what did you just say? She goes, the Patagonia. I was like, it's Patagonia.
Right.
Like, why are you saying Patagonia?
I love that we're making fun of her. She has a brain tumor.
Now, there is a postscript to this.
It's a slowly growing tumor.
But I'm in denial, so I just like to say, make believe that
you're
she
like,
says...
You're like, will you stop talking like you're a goddamn Chilean? but I would say, if you gave me all the accoutrements and a piece of wood, could I build you a box?
Let's call it a chair.
A chair, no.
How about a... what's a simple woodworking thing?
A box and a chair. Or a desk.
A desk seems hard. Like a bar. What can you do with wood?
A desk is just a one big piece of wood. The hardest part for all of us would be the cutting of the wood.
Have you ever cut wood?
No.
Have you ever chopped wood?
No.
Me neither.
But I am going to start to embark on doing things like this. Because I can't now stand it anymore that my daughters just don't look at me as a man at all.
Well, when you think about all the people in the history of the world that say that their daughters don't think about them as a man and that they want to try to get in earnest into woodworking, how many people do you think say they're going to embark on it?
Which I don't think enough, because embark would be the perfect word, because you're saying bark.
Yeah.
As tree bark.
Ah.
Yeah.
You ever cut wood?
No.
In my life, I've done, like, maybe my dad or someone, and then there's, like, the pen mark on it, and you start going zzz, zzz, zzz. I swear to Christ, if I cut one piece of wood, I cut a million.
Be careful on swearing with Christ. Just understand who you're talking to.
I understand.
To.
You're only on chapter six, though.
I'm a chapter six Christian.
I mean, by the time I was done cutting a 2x4, I was like, there's no way I'll ever do this for ever again in my life.
Right, you can't do it.
No, why would I want to do this?
Do you have a desire now that, people are saying the world is ending, America is ending, every movie you watch is talking about the end of the world? I mean, it is literally in your face wherever you go. You'd almost be crazy to think it's not ending.
Okay.
Do you think now we should at least try to learn some skills so we can at least survive an extra week?
I'll tell you what happened. A friend of mine, I used to have this running joke with my friends that, like, I would be the first one to die if left alone in the woods, or if everything was reset, or if I went back in time, I couldn't tell them how a mirror works. I couldn't do anything. I don't know how to start a fire. I don't know how a car works. Right. I don't know how a mirror works. I don't know how a camera works. I don't know how a phone works. I don't know how internet works.
You know nothing.
I don't know anything, right?
Right.
So they bought me a survival book, like this thick, the end of the world survival book. And I recently... I was in storage getting some stuff. I saw it. I took it out. I brought it home.
Right, because it's just in your mind.
I just at least want to be able to go through a chapter if I need to that quick.
I have, and I've told you this. I think I've spoken about this on this show. I have in my basement 4 jars of 30-day supplies of fettuccine Alfredo. You just add water to it. Night vision goggles, iodine tablets, a baby.
Is this a joke?
I swear to God, I have a gas mask for adults and one for the baby. And I have, but it will give us 120 days of sustenance.
I have questions. I have questions.
Yes.
Okay. Iodine tablets. Nuked. Infection?
If you get nuked and there's radiation poisoning, you take iodine tablets, can slow down the radiation. So I was told.
So they're in tablet form, like a pill, like you swallow.
Yeah, you just and then what you do is if the end.
Have you ever
heard
this? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens?
Does it stave off radiation?
It helps slow it down. Yeah. Google it. If I mean that's what yeah. Okay. Said that on Amazon.
And so you have iodine tablets. You literally have gas masks. But
this thing has tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I know. I was like, you've been working out.
Yeah.
You got some. Yeah. Oh, I see it.
There you go.
He's blinking.
Not bad.
You have gas masks for all ages. Yeah. You have iodine tablets. But then the sustenance you decided to go with was 150 days worth of fettuccine Alfredo.
That was on sale on Amazon.
Okay.
So, and then what you also do, another fun fact, what you should do is if you feel the end of the world's coming, or if you feel like it's, you know, there's, because the thing is, if we get nuked, if the end of the world comes, it'll probably just going to happen. So what you always kind of want to do, if you can, and now I've done this, I have a bathroom upstairs that nobody uses. It's always filled with water. I just fill the bathtub up and I leave it.
I know people. You know, I went to my mom's house. I told you that she had three big bins in her living room one time. And I was like, what's in there? She's like, food. I'm like, food? She's like, yeah. I opened it up. It's freaking literal, like, army astronaut freeze-dried yeah. food. Three bins of it.
Yes.
Of all, like, it's like beef and all this stuff. And I'm like, I pick it up. It's like powder, you know, whatever. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, you never know.
Yeah.
Is this based on that new Obama film?
Well, that film is nuts.
That's
Did
nuts.
You see that film?
No.
Sal?
Okay.
If you want to be scared, if you truly want to be
well,
afraid,
I live scared.
You don't have to, like, ghost movies, demon movies, even serial killer movies. I'm like, I'll beat the shit out of a serial killer. I understand a woman watching it. I get it. But it's like, I'll throw Ted Bundy out of
you'll
window.
I mean, it's kill or be killed at that point. And you're going to do everything you can.
It'll be difficult to, especially me, you know, I think fighting to the death. I think I'll get killed by a serial killer tonight. But
a serial killer, you don't know they're a serial killer until it happens.
Right, but
just like
just
the
saying,
nuking. So maybe just carry iodine tablets in your pocket.
That's a good point. Yeah. Or maybe, yeah, just at least say, well, just come in and say, let me just eat this fettuccine Alfredo. So I just got to put water in it. Do you have a garden hose that instead of strangling me with it, can I fill up fettuccine Alfredo? But this movie is scary because it what is the name of it again with Ethan Hawke and...
Wait, Obama acts in it?
No, I'll tell you what. The Leave the World Behind. That's what it's called.
Oh, I heard about this.
With Ethan Hawke, Julia Roberts, Marsala Ali.
It's on. I know all about
Marsala,
it.
Marsala.
Yes. Someone just watched it and told me to watch it. They said it was worth watching.
Okay, it's worth watching, but you have to go in there.
Is it a thriller?
It's a thriller. Well, it's a thriller, but let me tell you
that
something.
That and I heard of another one, I don't know, Iron Claw.
I'm
going to
give you
else.
Corroborating yeah. evidence, as okay. Lee Strobel does in The Case for Christ. So I'm going to give you corroborating evidence to why it's scary to me.
Okay? Yeah, I was looking if I had a water, but there's water in the fridge.
You have a water for some? Yeah. You want to go to my bathtub?
Do you really?
Bring a ladle.
So wait, so how does that not collect bacteria?
It will. It's really in case of emergency.
Bathing?
Well, it doesn't collect bacteria because I also, in addition to the iodine tablets, I have a tablet that I could drop in any pool of water that would disinfect it and make it clean drinking water.
Did you see those things? you ever see those apparatuses? They're like a tube and you could suck up like literal puddle water and you, by the time it comes out the other end,
I love
it's
that I get a Kirkland and she gets a Perrier.
You could put in a toilet. You could put like...
Look, you get a Perrier, I get a Kirkland. No, Venetia was trying to take the Perrier.
I'll take that one.
Venetia is dressed like the Marlboro
take the Perrier.
Man.
But that Obama movie...
It's a sparkling. If you want it. If not, I'm not trying to force Perrier on you.
That Obama movie is scary because it kind of feels like he's like...
Right.
Why are you
okay,
calling
so,
it an Obama movie?
I'll tell you now. So, Pimp brings up a good point because...
I guarantee you Pimp wrote and directed it.
And here's the controversy. Yeah, if you see a clip from it, it's Pimp did it. So what happened was
Barack says something silly. He zooms in on He zooms in on Julia Roberts' eyes.
Yeah. Barack's head's upside down. All of a sudden, they're like
did
the
a
hell?
Roach just run across the screen?
So basically, what the premise of the movie is, I don't want to give too much away, but the premise of the movie is kind of the world ending, but how it would end, not in a nuclear disaster, not in an alien invasion, in a very kind of predictable, preventable way that some foreign nation or all of us together would knock out our cyber grid. And then I won't give the movie away, but
pure
it goes
chaos.
Through the phases of how it happens, realistic. And you're kind of taken aback by that. We're like, oh my God. And then at the end of the movie, it says produced by Michelle and Barack Obama. who was the former president, obviously, of the United States. Produced by Michelle Brockmeyer, right? Yes. And there was one line
about being president. Remember the guy had... It just felt like it was Obama.
It felt like, yes. Yes. And with the former president of the United States and his wife, Barack, that was a joke. Sorry. That was for me. So, obviously, Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle. So basically, why it was so kind of made me truly, I couldn't sleep, even though there's nothing I could do about it, is because we had on the Chrissy Chaos podcast a former CIA agent on, and when we asked him what scares him, what keeps him up at night, this was 8 months ago, he said, it's not a nuclear invasion, it's not an alien attack. The only thing that a foreign enemy could get is them knocking out our power grid, and then it would set us back to the Stone Age, and 100 million people would die in the first month. He said, so that, and he said, we have the best
army. Should he be putting that out there?
Well, he said, it's such common knowledge that we have the best army in the world, the best military in the world. Like, no country can, we have, he told us, he was like, if Russia, for example, hit us with a nuclear weapon.
They know they're getting it right back, right?
They would get 50, the entire country would be wiped. So they would only be able to, any country said would only be able to get one off because we have so many more.
Wow.
He said, but that's not the war anymore. That's not the game. Nobody's going to do that to us, and we're not going to do that to them.
It's all cyber stuff.
He said, and that will cripple all of us.
Well,
and our cyber security system is very weak for a first world country.
They run like two versions ago of Norton.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So that's what this movie is about, and all the misinformation and kind of, you know, the scare, like what would happen, how people would turn on each other, the civil war, and a lot of people feel, well, people are saying this is what the movie's about.
And the movie is about all that happening.
Yes, and it's kind of crazy because
don't give anything away. You know, at the end. Right. I mean, I just don't know if it's like
Julia Roberts dies. No, she doesn't. Shall we name the episode that? Julia Roberts dies.
And .. No, she doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, Julia Roberts dies. Yeah, that might get some clicks. Let me ask you a question directly, listeners. If I ask you right now how many subscriptions you pay for, monthly subscriptions, would you know across all boards? No? I thought I did. And I definitely didn't, because I signed up for Rocket Money, which I love. And basically, they do all of this for me. I get emails. I'm not joking. I get emails from Rocket Money, and they'll tell me, like, you know, just really like things that no one's paying attention to. I'm too busy to. So far, this month, you've spent $206 more than last month. Here's your December spending progress report. I am a man of lists. I run by numbers. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. My largest purchases this month were on United Airlines and at a hotel. I won't say which one. They can help you right here. Savings opportunity. In the email they sent me, we noticed that I paid about $5.50 extra to the periodical I subscribe to. They're saying they can negotiate for me to get it lower. Just click on the button that says lower this bill. I got an alert the other day that said uncategorized transaction detected. And then they list when it was, what it was. And so if they can't categorize it, they want to bring your attention to it. It's pretty awesome. So if you had subscriptions you think you forgot about, any that you paid twice and didn't realize it, this is great for you. You can cancel all the subscriptions from here. It's so easy. Instead of going to each one individually, it aggregates all of them, and it gives you alerts, like you said, on increase in price. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. And that's a fact. That's what I just said. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Damn! Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/heybabe. That's rocketmoney.com/heybabe. rocketmoney.com/heybabe. Guys, I don't know if you like sports or comedy or music or theater. And I don't know if you leave your house, but if you do and you ever go to one of these live performances, you have to know about Game Time, okay? Game Time is an app that lets you buy tickets last minute for the best price guaranteed. You don't have to take the worrying, basically, out of worrying out of when you're going to get tickets, waiting online, hitting refresh, all that stuff. You could just wait until you're ready, that you know you can go as well. You don't have to plan months in advance, okay? You get the view directly from the seat that you bought, which I think is huge, okay? It's every event in your area too, so don't think that it's limited. If there's something going on, you check Game Time, okay? And they have flash deals, they have zone deals on last minute tickets, and there is this thing called the Game Time Guarantee, and that's the big selling point for me. It means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of that difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code HEYBABE for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code HEYBABE, H-E-Y-B-A-B-E, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Okay, but if I watch it, you know me, and you know my tolerance for these things, and you know my general... you know, where I start from each day.
Yes.
Am I going to watch this? Then did it give you a whole nother bag to carry with your baggage?
I mean, listen, I've been carrying bags, you know, for a few years. But what I will say is that it definitely, two things have really scared
me. The car part scared me the most.
The car part.
You know, when they figure out what's going on with the cars in the highway.
Oh, yes. The car part. Can I tell you that part?
Are you talking about they're tapping into the self-driving cars and just crashing them?
Yes.
No, you're not. Did I guess it right?
Yes.
No, they're not. Is that possible?
There's one scene in the movie. This is the only part I give away. There's one scene in the movie where
I guess who's not plugging that car in ever?
Well, Tesla specifically start coming off the lot and then just all crashing into the same.
Tesla allowed them to do that in the movie?
I guess, right? Are they not Teslas in the movie? Yeah.
They are now recalled a lot of
Teslas.
Right now.
So, yeah. So that part was really scary. And then the planes crashing too. Do the same thing to the planes. But that can happen now. They could do that right now.
Yeah. I don't want to give the guy who didn't have the idea though.
No, but that's the thing. People.
Can you just beep the last 7 minutes?
But what the CIA agent told us is that the CIA, the American government, is preventing this multiple times a day, every day. Trying to stop this. That's what their life is. So they have a whole dedicated.
This is going on. How are you a human being and you're assigned that task? Like you wake up every day, you go downstairs and read a page out of the Daily Dad and you feel your feet on the floor before you brush your teeth. This guy gets up and he's like, all right, six times a day, the world might blow up. I'll take it one situation at a time and I'll save the world one at a time.
Right.
How can you, even when I used to watch, what's that movie, that show that was on with the girl?
Charles in Charge?
No. Close. The girl who is like a terrorist specialist.
Oh, Homecoming.
Homeland. So I would watch that. Homecoming, I watch every Kanye's season album. Of that. And I would be like, how do these people. Was that? What'd you say?
Homecoming is Kanye's album, but it's actually Beyonce.
Oh, it's actually Beyonce. Sorry. How do these people Beyonce. Have a life? How do these people have a life? Like, how do they. It's so. Just watching it was depressing. Like, they have no. Well, at least they don't show that side of it in the show, but like. How do you that's your job and then you go see like the new Trolls movie?
Well, that I think the thing that you have to think about, I think two things are happening now in our society is one, I think we're starting to like evolve to a point where we're starting to understand that like, you know, our life is very finite and there's so much like danger in the world where you just are taking a risk every time you step out of the door, even inside your own house, like anything can happen because we're seeing everything so much. And then I think too that people now, I know what comforts me is turning to religion and Christ to know that I will go somewhere safe to the kingdom of heaven if I am gracious enough to be entered into it because I do believe.
Right.
So I'd like to read to you from first letter of Paul to the Corinthians.
Are you trying to get tax exempt here? What are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I am a reverend.
Well, let me ask, you are.
I am. I'm a reverend.
Yeah.
I'm official.
Right.
And I could host a gathering every Sunday with a certain amount of people and document it and apply for a tax break.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah, that's, you know, the show.
A lot of times on Sunday, I like to watch football.
Right, I get it.
But
now, let me ask you this, Sal. What scares you more, that thing that I just told you about, or then there's another theory coming out. I don't know if Pimp or Venetia have heard about this one. Tucker Carlson talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but this has been a Reddit forum that I've read for months. My group chat, I have one friend who's like a survivalist group chat, and this is what he genuinely believes and what people are starting to genuinely believe now.
This stuff shouldn't enter my fucking, this shouldn't enter my conscience.
This one is more abstract, and this one sounds crazy, but I will send you the Reddit and you can read it on your own time during ordinary time, which we're entering after this Christmas holiday in the Christian religion.
I mean, I take 6 pills a day for shit.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically what people believe, what there's a good amount of people believe, and now higher ups in the government and higher up people are starting to believe, is that what we actually are, okay, I kind of briefed this in the beginning of the pod, what we actually are is we are, our souls as human beings, we're trapped. This is a prison planet, and we're trapped. And when you see this white light and these other relatives, it's all a trick by another entity that space, what they believe with aliens, and it's not up and down, it's realms. It's, there's another realm that's happening right here that we can only see in 3D, but they could see, sure, in 4D, 5D, 6D, so they can.
But then also all the infinity to the, of the,
sure,
out of
so,
space.
So, but what they say is that,
so there's a podcast going on here right now between, exactly, two demons,
yeah, and that they basically, we're calling them demons, but they're just in another realm, that basically what they do is they feed the energy that they feed off, that they give, what gives them life is our guilt, anxiety, and suffering, all our negative emotions, what gives them life. And then when you die, you get trapped in this endless cycle, because when you die, you get reborn onto this prison planet again, whether it be, because time, if time is happening all at once, then you can go back to the 1500s and then you just live the other life. And what major celebrities and high ranking politicians, what they think that they do, you ready for this?
Yeah.
What they think that Justin Bieber or the Obamas have done is made a deal with these entities and said, I will give you my soul to feed off for eternity. You feed off my anxiety, depression, and fear. But every single time I die, I get reborn into a different time. But I'm always have fame, power, and fortune. Who's, always.
But who's, I don't understand. Who's thinking, I don't know, who are they asking that of?
We're saying major celebrities. What they're saying, like, that's the deal that they make. So like Justin Bieber.
With who though?
With these entities that live in
when
the other
realm, taken?
That they feed off, that, and there's only very, very high high frequency.
Now you're losing me now.
High frequency. Read the case for Christ. Hive and be found. High frequency individuals like monks are ones that have broken out of this prison loop, and they are kind of in the higher frequency. The universe deals in frequencies, so they're dealing with how, and Nikola Tesla said that. He said, if you want to understand the universe, it's not time, it's frequency. It's different frequencies and vibrations. That's the language of it all. And these they deal with different ones.
So then my question is, if you had that deal with a demon, what would be worth your soul? What level of fame? Whose life would you...
Yeah, but when does this come into the table? When does this conversation happen?
When you die. But you're trapped, but you and
but what
I...
What do they give a what do they care about you?
Because they're feeding off my anxiety and depression.
But they already did.
But they'll feed off it again when I die again, and it's almost Wait, like...
So is it a new contract negotiation when you die?
It's almost like this, like yes... It is. It's almost like
there's a press, you know, conference.
Like why am I going to always use paper plates? It's only one use. I'll just use me. I'm a glass plate, and you clean me off and use me again. So
but
I'm cheaper.
But what say do you have in the matter if they control everything?
Supposedly, the only way that you can get to getting out of that escape is, of course, number one, joining our Patreon.
Will be up in weeks.
Yeah. Number two is kind of being this high frequency, highly operating, happy, oscillating person that doesn't allow, like, you almost have like nothing for them to feed off. So then they kind of release you. But a lot of people don't know that.
So what happens if the first situation happens?
Okay.
Like you said, you asked me which one I'm afraid of, but the second situation isn't dependent on the first situation. So what if someone knocks out all of our power, 100 million people die in a month? What are the lines going to be like up there for those contract negotiations? It's going to take forever.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, they got to process 100 million
people. It's
going to
take a while.
In a month?
It is going to take a while. I'll try to find this Reddit.
Did you go out and buy the iodine and the Alfredo and like the gas mask like in one clip? Were you like, did something make you be like, you know what, we're going to be prepared, I'm going to, and you just went out and did that? Or has this been like, I don't, like, how did you, like, when did you gather that? Did you just say, let's make a basket, a card on Amazon, and run the water? And that was all in one moment when you, like, you made a decision to do that?
I made a decision to do that last year. I just went on an Amazon spree, and I did that.
We actually filmed the whole podcast. He wore a gas mask. I think it's just Patreon, yeah.
I did the whole thing.
Did you really?
Yep.
Is it tenable?
Yeah.
Really?
It works, and I have night vision goggles, too, in case anybody wanted to break into the house.
And you were able to do it? It wasn't that annoying?
No, I just got it real quick. The kids wear them. And also, by the way, next episode for our New Year's episode, I will be making 2024 predictions. I found a nice Twitter thread that has made genuine 2024 predictions. And even if 5% of these come true, you know that we're not alone here on this planet, and the entities might be in control.
Oh yeah, let's keep with this.
Well, let me see if I could find this.
We'll do
Reddit.
Some resolutions and some predictions. This is the Christmas episode, if you couldn't tell.
That guy, David Grush, the alien guy, he did go on Rogan and kind of hinted at they're interdimensional beings rather than aliens.
Right, exactly.
Intergalactic planetary.
Right, that this whole idea of looking up to the heavens.
But how many people, okay, is there a pecking order where like the most powerful are looking at everybody? Like, we don't see anybody. Are we at the bottom? Are there other entities that are, like, finding this out about our entities?
Let me read it. For the last 10 years, I've been researching the nature of our reality.
You're reading
the Reddit hat. Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not me, but it's not me.
Okay.
Who or what controls our society from the shadows? What we do in the shadows. Great show on FX.
Don't I know it? I was on it. It'd be something if both of us could be on it.
Wild. And more importantly, what actually happens when the physical body dies and the soul leaves the body? Do we go to heaven? Do we go to hell? Do we just cease to exist? Is there a God that takes care of us? I believe yes, and his name's Jesus Christ. Once you begin to realize what's actually going on and how deep the rabbit hole really goes, you will never see the world in the same way. So buckle up and get ready. Put your buckle on. Thank you.
But okay. Here's the thing. You fill your head with this and you're okay?
No. Well, let me just.
Because I have ADHD and OCD, and my OCD tendencies make me loop things. And I could loop things as simple as a song, which still ends up driving you nuts after a while. But I could loop these existential end of the world scenarios over and over, and I walk around basically like literally teetering on the brink of a breakdown.
But I think that's because you're trying to control it, where if you just read it and let it hit you and you realize you don't have any control, it's almost free. It almost frees you.
Yeah, but I don't try to control it because I can't stop that.
Right.
It's the way my DNA is. Like, I mean, I could do my best at mitigating it, but like, I can't just be like, oh, you know what? Let it all go.
If you want to change the way you think, all the new research, you got to change your gut microbiome. And I could talk to you about that after the show. Your gut microbiome, the mind-gut connection, the evidence is overwhelming
that
you literally are what you eat. And if you just change your gut microbiome, which I got a service for you, that you can literally change the way you think and you can have like a different personality. But let me get back to why the white tunnel of light isn't real and reincarnation is made up. You know how anyone who's had a near-death experience talks about having seen the tunnel, right?
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. Yeah.
Light appear in front of them. Or you've met members of your family who've passed away. In some rare cases, even met and spoke to those who, you know, said that they were God, right? We've all heard this. My research, this guy's on the Reddit, suggests that the tunnel of light, which appears when we die, is a trap designed to wipe the whole memory of our last incarnation and to recycle our souls into another body, thus keeping us in an infinite loop here on Earth. Because of this, the overwhelming majority of people walking the Earth have total amnesia and don't remember anything about their past experiences nor anything from the periods in between their lives.
I ate for lunch last week. I couldn't.
Yeah, there you go. If you do some research, though, you will notice that there is, however, a small number of people worldwide who are able to recall very specific details regarding who they were, what they did for a living, where they lived in a past life, etc. And it goes on to give 5 evidence examples on YouTube. How do we know these people aren't making up their stories, you'll ask? Well, there's lots of people out there who have been able to bring very solid pieces of evidence to sustain their claims, and those claims can be verified, corroborating evidence, which shows the reincarnation is a very real phenomenon, confirming what many religions claim to happen to the soul when a person dies. The reason these people's memories have only been partially erased and not fully erased remains unknown for now. So the astral realm or the spirit realm is where the reptilians and their agenda. You've heard of, you know, they used to say Dick Cheney's a reptile, all that. So this whole thing about these reptilians who are the 1% of possibly politicians, and you've seen it all over YouTube. They say this guy's a reptilian, that girl's a reptilian, whatever. They're saying that they live in this astral spirit realm, and the reptilians are found in the literature of multiple ancient cultures across the globe. Jainism and Hindu talk about the Naga, N-A-G-A.
It's an A at the end.
It's an A. It's yeah. The Nagas, whom they describe as half human, half serpent.
Serpentine?
No. Jainism and Hindu talk about the Naga, whom they describe as half human, half serpent deities. The Aztecs used to worship the Quetzalcoatl, whom they described as the serpent-like god. The Hopi Indians in North America referred to a race of reptoids called the Sheti, translated snake brothers in Africa. Shamans claim to bear extensive esoteric knowledge of a race of reptilian beings called the Chayaturi. Chinese, Korean, Japanese legends talk about a race of reptilian beings called the Kappa, and it goes on and on and on. And the reptilians have both physical and are both physical and astral beings. And they say that they've been heavily involved in the manipulation of mankind for thousands of years and are responsible for setting up the soul trap around the planet with the help of extremely advanced technology. This energy grid around the planet serves multiple purposes. One of its main purposes is to project this grandiose tunnel of light in the proximity of people who have just died in order to lure their souls in. This is the same tunnel of light that so many people who have had near-death experiences have reported seeing on the other side. The soul may be under the impression that the tunnel is going to take it to the heavens or perhaps to a higher plane of existence, depending on its level of awareness. In reality, when a soul enters this tunnel, its memory gets wiped and the soul is put into another body here on Earth, reincarnation. The tunnel acts as bait, and to make a good analogy, imagine a fisherman and his fishing rod. He throws in the bait, which hides the hook, and the fish gets trapped in it when they bite. We get tricked and trapped by the tunnel of light in a similar way if we aren't aware that it is a trap. In this case, we're the fish. The reptilians are highly intelligent, highly advanced technologically, and they lack empathy, which makes them dangerous. These beings see themselves as God and humanity as their enslaved cattle. How you doing? How you doing? Oh!
I'm unclear.
You shished his ass.
I'm unclear how I feel about panna cotta.
Right.
I just want to change the subject.
So. Yes. No. What is panna cotta?
I'm like, I don't want to believe any of this stuff, man. This is crazy.
This is, Do you believe in any of this?
But let me ask you a question.
But
everyone could have a theory. Like, I mean.
True.
I mean,
true. Everyone can have a theory. There's no way to prove or disprove any of it.
Right.
But it just has an ulterior thing.
I know, but that gives you too much to think about.
It's not the craziest idea in the world to me anymore. That's all I'm saying. I don't.
We can't explain anything else. We can't explain our existence. We can't explain it.
Listen, ten years ago,
a big bang.
Yeah.
What was there before the big bang? Infinity. That doesn't make any sense. Infinity. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. So
what's at the end?
Who, or at the beginning? I mean, because if I would have told you 10 years ago, all you guys, 10 years ago, that there's reptilian.
When I was this weight.
Yeah. That 10 years ago, you know, reptilians were ruling the planet and feeding on our souls, you know, for their energy. We would say you're literally crazy, putting you in an insane asylum. And now I say it because of so much stuff that has happened and so much stuff the internet has exposed. Where you're like, I'm not saying I fully believe it, but I'll hear you out and not think you're absolutely crazy. I could hypothetically believe it.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Right? Isn't that true?
No, that is
true. Same with aliens. You're almost crazier now if you don't believe in aliens.
Correct.
You're crazier if you don't.
Right.
Where it used to be, we grew up in the time where you were nuts if you believed. You would be like, how could that be? And now it's obviously that they're, but what are aliens? And are they interdimensional? Are they in outer space? Are these aliens the reptilians? Are they future versions of us? I don't know.
So does all of this, when you take it all in and you think about all the different people that have theories and all the stuff that is unknown and all the stuff that could happen at any minute, we are just like a powder keg, right? Of all this stuff, right? And we don't know where we're going, where we came from, what we're doing, what our purpose is, who we are, and it could all end at any minute or not. So shouldn't we just do whatever we want? I don't mean that in a deviant way. I just mean like I should just moonwalk around naked from now on eating pizza and don't do anything I don't need to want to do.
Well,
not that I want to do that, but I wouldn't do it. But now I know that I can do it.
Well, that's the thing is,
well, they put me away.
What
I can't
the reptilians people, what these theorists would say is,
the second I moonwalk outside, they put me away.
Wearing
naked.
Naked. But yeah. Get naked.
The reptilians say
what? The reptilians,
what?
Because us even wearing clothes and the rules of society and all that is just for us to feel insecurities, which they feed off. But the actual just laws of the universe is like, you're born naked, be naked. There's no reason to wear clothes. If you were, if they universe wanted you to wear clothes, you get, you'd be born with clothes on.
But a rep, like a doll out of a box.
Yeah. What do you got, Pim?
Well, I think isn't AI, when you could put your soul into the robot, isn't that going to fuck that all up?
I don't know.
That's a whole new frontier right there. Like, we're talking about downloading our sentient soul and mind now, right, and putting it on something else.
What about this?
We're getting a little tricky now.
What about the theories that we always get to this point in civilization and then it starts over? That we've done this. This is the 85th millionth time.
Yeah, that one blew my balls off too. Right. Thanks. If you're watching, thank you for tuning into the Christmas episode of Hey Babe.
Yes, Merry Christmas. We just wanted to give you guys things to talk about tonight with your family.
Well, it all leads up to this. It all leads up to this. People say Santa's not real, right? But we know now he is a reptilian who is feeding off all of our good nature.
Santa is a naga.
That's why he has a list of naughty and nice, right? He is a naga. Yes. He has a list of naughty and nice, and he feeds off that naughty list.
He does feed off that naughty list.
Yeah.
Yes, Santa, and he feeds off that. So if you want to get gifts this year, then just be nice, operate at a high frequency, because if you're operating at that negative frequency, not only will you not get gifts, but he is feeding off your soul and your power. But you could be powering a sled. That's the thing.
I ever tell you I saw Santa for real? I'm dead serious.
What happened?
So nobody believes me, but thankfully my sister was there. And so we maintain this together because we saw it together. And I don't know how to explain it, but I'm being dead serious. So take this however you like it. When we were younger, but of age enough, like I would say we were probably, you know, like 10, 8, something like that, of age. Mm-hmm. We used to celebrate on Christmas Eve, and my dad would put us to bed, and then they'd wake us up at midnight to open the gifts. So around 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, they'd send us to bed. And of course, we were always too excited, and we could never fall asleep. And we'd always listen for him to come, because he always came, and we heard him talking, and he'd jet after that, and we'd come out and get the gifts. So one time, me and my sister in the bed in my dad's room, like supposed to be sleeping, and he had a window right at the foot of his bed. And so we're looking out the window and we're talking, and look, this is what I saw. I saw Santa in his sleigh with reindeer in the air, flying across the sky like miles away, right across the moon, so that I could see the perfect silhouette. My sister was right there. We didn't say nothing to each other, and I just looked and I said, "Do you see what I'm seeing?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, What are you seeing?" She goes, "It's Santa. It's Santa on a sleigh with all of his reindeer." And I'm like, "You see exactly what I'm seeing?" She's like, "Yeah." We just watched it, and we watched it cross over the moon, and we watched it keep going. Now, I didn't see, like, we saw it in the sky, and then especially saw it over the moon when it passed the silhouette. We both saw it together. It was for like a full friggin' minute. We watched it together, confirmed what we were looking at in the sky, and it passed. And to this day, we both maintain it, have no idea what it is, what we saw, how that's even feasible, but we both saw it with our own eyes.
Sal, you know what that was?
What?
That was Malaysian Flight 270. This has been Hey Babe.
Merry Christmas.
Don't be a fake. Don't be a flake. Don't run away from your feelings, babe. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't hesitate.